Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Giane, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Is it Bongi?
Zama is my name. Bongi is the producer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, good afternoon, Zama. Nice to be on your show, and hello to your listeners.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us, Doc. Well, we're talking about the Awareness Week for congenital heart disease. And of course, it happens annually from the 7th of February until the 14th each year. And this week is a time to promote the awareness of this CHD and raise money for life-saving research and support for people with this condition. And so you're going to be talking to us and basically, contributing. Basically giving us information, and we ask everybody who is listening to contribute by spreading awareness in this field. Doc, apparently, this week is about congenital heart disease. And by the way, before you come in, Doc, Dr. Samgelo is the pediatric a cardiologist. That is what he does. Before we get to our discussion today, what does a pediatric cardiologist do?
Thank you, Zama. Yes, we are in the pediatric versus in the congenital heart week, raising awareness about children's heart diseases. So a pediatric cardiologist is a children's heart specialist. Who specializes in primarily the pediatrician, but who's gone on to study further and super specialize in children's heart conditions.
Oh, okay. All right. Lovely, lovely. And what is this week all about?
So when we speak about congenital heart diseases, it's often a foreign term to everyone because people are not aware that children can be born with heart conditions. Until you know one becomes or deals with that circumstance, either through a relative or through their own child.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite a common congenital heart disease. Is a common condition. It's conditions of the heart which children are born with.
Mm-hmm.
So those conditions are. If a child is going to be born with anything wrong with it, the heart is going to be the most likely organ.
Mm-hmm.
So out of every 100 babies born, one child is going to have a congenital heart disease.
Mm.
Whether it's going to be a hole in the heart or it can be a hole in the heart, it can be an abnormality in the structure of the heart, such as whether or not instead of having four chambers and having three chambers, or having blood vessels which are not arranged in the normal manner. So when we speak about congenital heart diseases, we speak about those conditions. So it's something quite prevalent. It's just that it hasn't been spoken about before, so that's why we have this week and we raise such awareness. And it's quite prevalent in South Africa. The incidence of that 1 in 100 also applies to our population. Unfortunately, compared to developed countries, in the developing world, congenital heart diseases are not diagnosed, are not as easily diagnosed antenatally, that is within during the pregnancy period, compared to in the developed world. So therefore, a lot of our children can be born and not discovered to have heart problems until they are later on in their lives. Whereas it is actually like any other health condition, it is more advantageous to pick the condition early. And you know, we are, Uzama, we are in a more in an advantage way, whereas 20 years ago, not a lot could be done to help these children with congenital heart diseases. Even, in fact, 40 years ago, very few people could help these children with congenital heart diseases. But now we can treat mostly about almost all of them, except for maybe 5% or so of all the conditions that children can be born with. So we can do a lot. And in most provinces, albeit a few now in South Africa, there is a cardiology service at least available to help diagnose and whether or not to diagnose and manage at that center, or to diagnose and refer to a higher center as the needs arise.
Wow, this is quite interesting. I actually didn't know about it. West, that you're saying that is quite prevalent, but 1 in 100 is quite a bit. It's good that you are actually having this week to actually raise awareness about this. Now, Doc, what is the role of pulse oximeters in early detection, and what is the importance of early detection, by the way?
So a pulse oximeter, if you remember during that terrible time, when we had COVID around, during the pandemic, everyone was selling pulse oximeters to measure their blood oxygen levels at a very high rate. But it's that similar machine to which we use to measure the blood oxygen levels. Mm-hmm. So basically, we're using now the same machine to pick up heart conditions in children early. So it's not a matter of diagnosing the congenital heart diseases, but it's to help us screen children who possibly could have congenital heart disease. And then pick them up early so that they can be seen in the appropriate center, where they'll be seen by a pediatrician, and then further on to referred by to a cardiologist, or treated by the or referred to the cardiologist themselves. Now government has started to introduce, they've introduced this as a policy that the children must be screened with using a pulse oximeter, and after 6 hours after delivery, and monitoring whether or not how much is the blood oxygen level in a child. Whereas if a child has got a low blood oxygen level after the first 6 hours, then that child needs to be screened examined for congenital heart disease. If it's low, being less than 90%, 90 to 95%, that child may need to be retested after 1 to 2 hours, and then more than 95%, it makes the chances of congenital heart disease less likely. So it's something that's being introduced to prevent, as I say, a lot of children in South Africa and in Africa go undiagnosed for a very long time, and to prevent and to decrease this burden of disease of children who now come to our centers presenting late, having complications, making it the surgeries that they need to have, or in the interventions they need to have, much more complex as compared to if the lesion was diagnosed early.
Can this be detected during pregnancy?
Yes, it can be detected during pregnancy. Especially, they mostly screen in mothers whose children, the higher risk of a child having congenital heart disease, whether or not it's advanced maternal age, or whether or not a previous child may have had congenital heart disease, or there's a family history of congenital heart disease in the family, then it can be diagnosed. And unfortunately, in the public sector, antenatal screens are not done routinely, in terms of it's not each and every child. There must be a risk factor, but it definitely can be picked up during pregnancy.
And then once the child is born, are there any symptoms that the parent can look out for?
Yes. So once the child is born, the mom can look out for the following: blueness of the lips, of the tongue and fingernails, if there's swelling in the legs or in the tummy, shortness of breath during feeding, especially which results maybe in the child not wanting to finish the bottle, the child sweating during feeding, sweating especially over the forehead, or you find that the child easily becoming short of breath during the exercise once they're older, or during any activity, fainting during exercise or activity. So those things that we can pick up.
Okay.
Those are the signs that the parents can use.
I heard you saying that at least 90-95% of these are curable. Once the person becomes much older, can they still be cured?
Yes, they can be cured. And we've had children they've had adults who've been diagnosed, maybe who had a hole in the heart, who present, who only diagnosed in the adult what is this, in the adult stage of life,
mm-hmm.
and we have managed those conditions. Ideally, would like the children, would like these conditions to be picked up early,
mm-hmm.
so that to prevent complications such as the development of pressure in the lungs from mm-hmm. a long-standing hole in the heart.
I see.
And the way now of how advanced medicine has become, some of these conditions do require surgical interventions.
Mm-hmm.
Others do not require surgical interventions, and we can, as cardiologists ourselves, manage them within the cath lab, which is our sort of theater which the cardiologist uses to work through the groin and using big x-rays to look inside the heart and perhaps use a device to close the hole and to close whatever blood vessel that needs to be closed or to force open a valve that is narrow with the child is born with, without the child having open heart surgery. So there's a lot of interventions that we can offer now in our days, without which don't necessarily mean a long hospital stay or a huge distraction to the child's life.
Yeah. You spoke earlier about the complications that may arise due to a non-attendance to this. Could this be fatal?
Yes. So before, the mortality was much higher with congenital heart disease. Now, because now we are able to manage these conditions, the mortality, if untreated, it can be potentially fatal. But with treatment, the mortality has been brought down right down to about 5% in children with congenital heart disease.
I see. And then from infancy, this congenital heart disease, would it have any effect on the very critical, veins or cells, especially I'm now looking at the brain of the child and the functioning of the brain, etc., or it has no bearing?
It especially, more especially on the children who have conditions of decreased pulmonary blood flow, which affect blood flow going to the oxygenation of blood flow to the brain, or the brain getting enough oxygenated blood, that is the blue babies. Those children can have some kind of developmental issues later on. Moreover, especially if the child has been sick, even the non-blue baby, sometimes, for example, if a child has got a hole in the heart, what might seem to not seem to be a big thing to someone else, but because the child gets frequently ill, child is frequently in and out of hospital because they've got this excess blood going to the lung, that child doesn't develop well. And most of the time you find that that child is not, if you were to compare that child to a child of the same age, the child is poorly grown because most of the energy they are using it to breathe and to pump around this extra blood that's going to the lung through that hole.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap up our conversation, Doc. I would like to know, it's been a whole week. It starts today on the 7th, ends on the 14th. What are some of the things that are going to be happening this week in trying to raise awareness about this disease?
So a lot of the members of the Pediatric Cardiac Society are raising awareness throughout the whole country at the various radio stations like yourself. I'll be speaking tomorrow to Mhlobo Wenene. Another colleague is speaking at Thobela FM tomorrow, because we also have to raise awareness within our own Guni and Tsonga, Pedi, all the different languages speaking spoken in South Africa. Within the different hospitals, there are going to be campaigns to raise congenital heart awareness within the different hospitals itself, in the government sector and private sector.
Lovely. And then tell me, Doc, as I let you go, did you say this one was the first time that you're doing it, or is in its earlier stages, these awarenesses?
They are done each and every year.
I see.
It's part of the health calendar, and it's a promotion that's done by the Pediatric Cardiac Society of South Africa in conjunction with South African Heart Association.
Ah, lovely. And it does yield some positive result.
Yeah, definitely. and you find that it's just even to get the conversation going, to get people to rally people around this, we can save so many lives if we can raise awareness and we promote and create funding for children to get more and more operations.
Yes.
Because we can diagnose the condition, but if we can promote more and more children to get surgery within the different sectors that are available in South Africa, by making more and more funding available.
And then you're talking about funding, and you're talking about raising of funds, etc. Somebody's listening out there and is quite interested in this particular time because perhaps somebody has got grown children and no one in their family, but they would want to make a contribution in this cause. How do they go about it?
They can contact us at the Pediatric Cardiac Society of South Africa, and then we'll get them in connection with the right organizations. I can give you the email they can also contact us at the Facebook page of the Pediatric Cardiac Society of South Africa or on Instagram, as well as the email is info@pcssa.org.
info@pcssa.org.
.org, yes.
Lovely. Well, Dr. Giani, I want to thank you so much for making time to speak to us about this very important subject. All of the best with this awareness. I do hope that the less children we have affected by this, the better. Thank you so much to you and your team.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye. You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.